From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a verdict in an important terrorism case. The target was Fort Dix, the Army base in New Jersey. The attack never happened, but a federal jury found five men, all of them foreign-born Muslims, guilty of conspiring to kill U.S. soldiers. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been following this story and joins me now. And Dina, first, who were the men who were convicted today?
Well, these suspects were three brothers, Drayton Duca, Shane Duca, and Elver Duca, and two of their friends, a man named Mohammed Schnur and another man named Sidar Tartar. The Duca brothers were all from Yugoslavia. Schnur was from Jordan, and Tartar was born in Turkey. And all the men had been in the U.S. for years, and they all had various immigration statuses. Some were here illegally, several had green cards, and one was actually a citizen.
Well, we know that they didn't actually attack Fort Dix, but they were convicted of conspiring to do so. So what did they actually do that persuaded the jury?
Well, the trigger to actually arresting them was that they were buying AK-47s and M-16s from an FBI informant for this actual attack. Leading up to that, they actually had infiltrated the group, and they were following the group. So in the end, I think what they had on them was this idea that they were actually going to buy weapons and go forward with an attack. And the defense said that this was all bravado and they never intended to attack anything and that they were sort of pulled into this plot by informants. But in the end, I think the jury ended up believing the prosecution, which was that these men intended to do something at Fort Dix.
So the FBI had actually infiltrated this well before the arrest, you're saying?
Yes, 15 months. Now, what's interesting is the way this all came about is the FBI saw these people or realized that they were suspects after a clerk at a Circuit City had called the authorities because he'd seen a DVD in which these men were apparently doing some sort of target practice in the Poconos while screaming praises to Allah. And this frightened the clerk, so he called the FBI, and the FBI then put informants into the group.
Now, was any connection even alleged here between these men and al-Qaeda?
No, not at all. I mean, they've been very quick to say that this is not an Osama bin Laden-linked group, although they say they were inspired by Osama bin Laden and watched his videos. This was definitely a homegrown, New Jersey-grown terrorist group, they said.
Now, Dina, I gather this was considered an important case because of the way that the FBI made it. How so? What's special about this prosecution?
Well, this is something that they call preemptive terrorism arrests, and this kind of preemptive prosecution has been happening a lot since 9/11. And the results have been mixed. I mean, some juries have convicted these people. Others have said that the way the law enforcement connects the dots, they just don't believe that there are these big conspiracies. Critics say that this method makes government informants play too big a role in these prosecutions. And sometimes defense attorneys say the informants push suspects to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do. I mean, that's what the defense said in this case. But it appears that the jury didn't buy it, and they thought these men were guilty, and so they convicted them.
Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.